and you listen to the Anfield Rap, it is Lizzie Doyle. It's another episode of Three Strikes, and I've got another three fabulous guests in front of me who haven't been on the show before. So be kind to them, be nice to them, and don't tell Kev that he can't talk about COVID because this whole agenda is about COVID. I've got Kev Walsh, I've got Siobhan McGann, and I've got Adam Smith. Thank you all for coming on. Obviously, we do this every month or so, and I kind of just wait for like things to happen. And it feels like the world's imploded since the last one I've done. I feel like the world's gone like a bit to shit, really.
The Reds
have gone to shit. The world's gone to shit. So we're just going to moan about all of that, essentially. And it's done in like three parts. We do three topics as always. Always try and end on a bit of a lighter note, but we are going to go into COVID for the first part, just because it has been in the news, not just because of the lockdown, Siobhan, but also because the Premier League returned the latest round of testing, and 40 players have tested positive in the latest round. Now, that's the highest it's seen. When it first started in August, you're looking at about 3, 4, 9, and 10 was about the highest. But over the Christmas period, well, 28th of December, 3rd of January, 40 tests come back. And obviously, it's reflective of what's going on in the UK at the moment. But how big of a problem do you think this could be for the Premier League?
Not to get onto what I know we're going to talk about later, but the big problem is the knock-on on schedules and fixtures and stuff like that, isn't it? That's where it's going to become really painful, because it was painful enough to begin with. So God only knows what it's going to turn into now. It is a really high number, but as you've just said, it's reflective of what we're seeing across the country at the moment, particularly after Christmas. Although I think the expectation is that footballers will be elite sportsmen would be more strict with how they're, you know, conducting themselves outside of work. Is that a tough expectation to put on young lads? Maybe, but are we all held to that expectation? And would we all be up for criticism if we were caught breaking that? Then probably, but it doesn't make it any less hard on them, does it? They live quite an isolated life anyway, away from home, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's not good. I think the Premier League have got enough confidence somehow in the way they're running things and the protocols in place at the moment to not have it, you know, kind of any kind of null and void. There's lives at stake talk that there was this time last year. But I think for many of us, me included, we've looked to football as a bit of an escape to what's going on in the world right now. And when that happens, you're like, oh God, it's completely just mirrored in there too. You know, there is no escape from it. It's in every part of our lives. I mean, there was even talk of EastEnders stopping filming, so...